Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Monday, July 7th, 2025. And we've got our good friend, former San Antonio City Councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to chat with him because he has been following this big, massive project, the largest project in San Antonio's history, called Project Marvel. I'm not sure which, but it is a multi-billion dollar project that seems to be eluding explanation as far as the costs go. And the city has been doing some town hall meetings with voters and residents. But I wanted to get the take that Clayton has on it, because he's been on the inside of the beast and he can tell us with certainty what is going on with this project, or at least what is not going on with this project. Clayton, thank you very, very much for joining us. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Absolutely, George. Thanks for having me. And I just want to take this moment to remember all those folks in the Hill Country. Our thoughts and prayers and hearts go out to those people. And it's terrible what happened. But you know what? That's the unpredictability of our weather here in Texas, and you just have to be prepared. But having said that, yes, Project Marvel, I'm astounded almost every day about what's going on with this thing. This thing has been in the planning for well over a year. I'd say a year and a half already, by city staff and the Spurs and the, behind the scenes planning effort. Now, I haven't found out how much they've already spent on this project. Let me tell you, I don't know where that money has come from. Again, this has been planned for over a year and a half. And now what they're doing at the last minute, and they're planning on this going to a vote at city council in August to put on the ballot for November for a bond to do all the utilities and infrastructure work that's going to have to go in to support this project. That's the first bite of about $250 million. So that's what they're doing right now, is something that should have been done well over a year and a half ago, was going around getting community input. And they're doing this backwards. Now they're finally getting around to doing that, and they've hired a firm to come in and conduct all these interviews of the people around San Antonio on what would they like to see. Well, let me tell you, they've already got it planned on what's going to happen out there. And this, to me, they're just checking a box saying, yes, they got community input. And oh, by the way, they're getting people excited about this project and saying, oh, yeah, this is coming to San Antonio and it's a good thing. So this effort of reaching out into the community is just a checking the box saying, yes, they did it. Plus, they're getting buy-in from the community. But let me tell you, they had one of these in District 10, and I can't tell you how many people got up at the end of this thing and said, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. This is a lot of money, $250 million, as the first step to kick this stuff off. You know, and I'm looking at that, why can't we, if money is that easy to come by, why aren't we doing things in the rest of the city? Like our streets, our parks, our drainage. My goodness, we just lost 14 people down there on 410 and Perrin Bidal from flooding. You know, and so to me, we got our priorities all mixed up. And this, like I said, this has been in the planning for over a year, year and a half, and finally they're getting out to the community. This should have been done at the onset of this project, not at the tail end of when it's getting ready to go to a vote. It's just astounding to me. I think what they're saying, you know, this project might be in jeopardy of not getting approved by putting it on the ballot. So that's why they're going out into the community and doing all these community input sessions right now. And I don't know how many more they have to do, but I can tell you there was about 120, maybe 130 people at the district held at the multi-assistance center of Morgan's Wonderland, primarily from District 10. And yeah, there were a lot of people that were excited about it because they thought that they're, wow, we're getting to make input into this Project Marble. Let me tell you, they've got everything planned out. They know how much parking that they're going to add in. They got the John Wood Federal facility all planned out to be another theater venue. You know, where the Spurs Arena is going to go, where, you know, the land bridge, how that's all going to work. So all this has already been planned out. Like I said, they've been for over a year. And I still can't believe it. We don't know what the final price tag is going to be. But again, this first chunk is for $250 million that they're going to try to put on this ballot for November to get that whole project started. And once it gets started, all right, here we go, folks. We're going to be drug into a really big ticket item downtown, and the rest of the city is going to be standing there with empty pockets of not getting our streets and drainage fixed here. And it's just a shame how this has been formulated behind closed doors. And, you know, we're going to end up picking up the tab. And as you know, George, anything that goes on a ballot here in San Antonio gets approved.
Yep.
I mean, goodness sakes, we just approved $1 billion for the Alamo Community College District for upgrades to their campuses. And, you know, before that happened, we were already $20 billion in debt. So we just added $1 billion here.
Let me ask you about that, because those are two things. There are two things that seem to be really, really missing in explanations. Is first of all, the total amount of cost. Now, you've mentioned the infrastructure that they're talking about right now, which is $250 million, but
yes,
the absolute cost is in the billions.
On top of that,
there is a deficit that the city is running, and you just mentioned $20 billion. So
yes,
how do these things match?
they don't. And you know, people don't look at the big picture. And there again, it's the transparency issue, George. You never hear much. You never hear from the city or the county or any of these organizations saying, hey, we got this much debt. This is how much money we're having to take out of our tax base to just pay the interest and then pay down the principal. You know, that's all money that should, you know, if we didn't have that debt, could be in our general fund to get additional police officers, firemen, fix our streets, do the drainage, fix our parks. All of it, you know, and that money is not able to go into that because we're having to pay the debt on that $20 billion, the interest plus the principal on that debt. And here we just, like I said, we just added another $1 billion for it for ACCD, and that's another whole story I can talk about as well. But and now they're talking about another, I'm saying $5 to $7 billion for the whole Project Marble projects. And again, they're saying, well, we're not going to have to go to the taxpayer. Well, yes, I will. This $250 million is just the first drop in the bucket for just the infrastructure, you know, roads and utilities and all that stuff. And oh, by the way, we're probably going to be digging up stuff that we've already built brand new down around Hemisphere Park, which we just keep doing it to ourselves because it's poor planning and poor outreach to the community. They keep it, they do this stuff behind closed doors, and then they roll it out and get people excited about it to vote for it. And that's what's going to happen in this case too. But my goodness, I'm hoping people take a fresh look at this and say, you know, we cannot afford this. We've already had the decade of downtown where we have literally spent billions of dollars on all the construction that's been going on, all the roads and utilities. You know, some of these projects have been going on for 2 years, 2 and 3 years, on streets being shut down. And what happens then? Well, you got businesses that get shut down because of all the construction and tearing up the streets and utilities. So You know, George, this is just amazing on the thought process and what these people in City Hall are trying to do, along with, I got to say it, the Spurs organization. I love the Spurs, but my goodness, this will now be the fourth arena that we built for them in San Antonio. They started off with the Hemisphere Arena, then they went to the Alamo Dome, and then we built them a brand new venue on the east side, which was supposed to bring in businesses and develop the whole east side. Well, that never happened. That was a broken promise. And now they're saying, well, let's build another one downtown, and let's bring in more businesses and revitalize downtown. Look, the Riverwalk in the Alamo is the number one tourist attraction in the state of Texas. And, you know, I keep saying, well, how much more do you want? We got the, let's improve those areas. And yes, we're improving the Alamo area there, which is great. But, you know, they keep trying to do more downtown, and the rest of the city goes limping along because the rest of the city doesn't get anything. You know, it just, we get the scraps from the table, and most of it goes downtown, which I think is very unfair for the east side, the west side, the south side, and the north side.
Well, certainly the north side, because we seem to pay the lion's share of taxes.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's, we look at this all differently, you know, upside down from the city staff perspective and the city council. And it's going to be interesting to see what the city council does. And, you know, I ran for mayor. It didn't work out. I was disappointed about that. But I think just listening to who was all running for all these positions were saying, oh, no, we're not going to increase our taxes and all this and that. Well, folks, we're running, just this next year, they're saying we're going to have a $30 million deficit. And then the following year, another $150 million deficit. Well, how are they going to make that up? Well, they're going to have to cut back on city services or raise taxes here in San Antonio. Yeah. And I'm saying, wait a minute. Here you're wanting to spend billions downtown, and yet you're saying we're not having enough money to run our current infrastructure. You're going to have to cut back or raise taxes. That is insanity. That is insanity, George. And I hope people in this city wake up and say, no, absolutely not. And I call on the mayor, the new mayor. She was saying, nope, I'm going to take a look at it and make sure that, you know, we use some common sense, which I'm encouraged by that, hearing her say that. But, you know, the proof is in the pudding, George.
Yeah, right. My concern is what she's going to cut.
Yes. You know, I am too. And, you know, the problem is, George, we don't have to cut. Mm-hmm. We're spending in the wrong places at the wrong amounts, and we need to concentrate on our infrastructure, our police, and fire. That's our number one priority, or should be, in San Antonio, and yet you're not seeing it. And I'm just really, really sad for the city and the direction that we're going in on the spending willy-nilly money downtown, and the rest of the city has to suffer.
Yep. My friends, we've been speaking with our good friend Clayton Perry, former city councilman from San Antonio, and who's got his an understanding of city politics, of City Hall, and we all need to listen to him, because my friends, we're going to be paying out the yin yang soon.
There you go. Yes.
I mean, I'll use that word.
Yes.
But Clayton, thank you very much. Any closing thoughts for us?
Well, again, my thoughts and prayers and heart goes out to all of those people that have been affected, not only by the lives lost, but the property damage. And the, you know, I've seen videos and things coming out of the Hill Country there that just is absolutely devastating. So, folks, keep those people in your prayers. And if you can help out these disaster agencies and with donations, Red Cross, all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of helping hands and needs up in that Hill Country right now.
You got it, my friends. Once again, George Rodriguez with Clayton Perry, signing off from San Antonio.